Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line.
Let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
The one and only Rich Eisen.
Sports is a lot safer than Christian Mingle.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a Jew.
Without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listening to things, I just interrupt.
You know, from The Man Show and Loveline, the godfather of podcasts himself, Adam Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very special guest. Used to be from Opie and Anthony, now from the Anthony Cumia Show. Anthony Cumia.
Look at that. What an intro. Jesus.
Smooth as silk.
Like, I thought I'd be on hold for the next segment while you talk to this wonderful person.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Something. Does it still fall within like the realm of possibility doing an Italian person accent?
Hey, oh.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Only for a little longer, though.
When the Jersey was one of the, like, this is way back, you know, like when Bill Hader was on Saturday Night Live and they were, and it was, what's his name? Fred Armisen was the other guy.
Yeah.
And they were playing, Jersey just passed, like, basically a gay marriage law at the time. This was, like, 12 years ago or something like that. And they came out, like, in sweats, in, like, you know, their sweatsuits, their Adidas red sweatsuits. And they're like, hey, oh! And they just start making out all of a sudden. But they were, like, very stereotypical gins.
By the way, Fred Armisen, I think, has played every single race except for full black. Like,
yeah,
every race. He even plays mixed guys because he did de Blasio and he did somebody else too.
I was going to say the one dude, the blind governor.
Yeah, de Blasio.
No, de Blasio is the New York mayor. Who's the guy?
Oh, Cuomo.
No, well,
no he wasn't blind. Though. No, it's like, I don't remember the guy's name, and it's definitely not them.
I mean, he's not black. He's mixed.
Yeah,
the one with the eye, it's all fucked up.
Yeah.
He's mixed,
yeah.
So I don't know. Could be de Blasio sometimes.
He even came on.
I mean, they probably don't talk to their family anymore, but still.
That was like a bit, I remember it was such a big to do because people were so offended by it. And it was just like, well, he's doing a great impression.
And that, he came on.
And he would like get lost with his phone, talking about how great his segment was. He's like walking.
He's walking.
The joke I made about New Jersey.
David Patterson.
There it was. Yeah.
Here am I doing? Oh, that was producing.
That was great.
I had that like right away. That was nice.
Chewy Pardo's episode count.
Got the Google going. What episode are we on? Yeah, of course we
episode 93.
You did say that pretty quick. Right? Wow. How did you know that? You
What's
remember
that?
There was 93.
Oh, I looked on our website because I wanted to make sure I had it right. And it's the most recent one was the Delco guys.
So we were just bungling the whole time. Like.
No. I was going to make the joke, or not the joke, but the comment, like, it's too bad it couldn't be 100 for to have Jimmy Pardo, because, like, he's actually a really good podcast guest for, like, a special episode.
Oh, yeah. Well 93 special, sure.
Hey. Greg Townsend.
Just in there.
I said it again, because I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
That's 93 Fighting Phils.
John
Kruk?
Well, yeah. I can't go
Mickey,
with him.
Mickey
because apparently, they were all steroids, so I
used to have that haircut.
Eisenreich. Who is the guy that I can't think of? The guy who's like Warren the worst Deeney. Baseball player ever. Incabilia. He was so
oh,
not
Peter
a baseball Camille, player.
Yeah, he was, no.
I mean, neither was Dykstra, I guess, at that point, but, you know.
Anyway. Lady Dykstra already said, though, any of them were all on steroids, so that's true.
Yeah.
It's got to be true, because Lady Dykstra said it.
Yeah. I mean, he's an honest guy.
He is.
But he was talking about it reasonably. He said, you know you've got this very brief period where like a slight difference between you're going to make like $600,000 for 5 years and you're going to make $6 million for 5 years. Yeah. It's like
I've said the same thing. I would automatically do that. You wouldn't get the question out of me. Dude, this will make you a better. I'm sorry, what? I had the needle in me.
It's like Jay Moore when he was talking about Charlie Sheen walking away from the, you know, like $6 million an episode or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
He was like, if somebody said like you had to suck Charlie Sheen's dick every day for $6 million a year. I forgot how he worded it, but he just basically made it sound like he was already sucking the guy's dick.
Exactly.
Before he described how much it was.
I would have a needle in my ass before you even finish the sentence. What contract? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't get in the Hall of Fame. Oh, that's
I was lost in the $60 million contract there. I'm wiping my tears.
5 foot three Jew voting against me for the Hall of Fame. That's going to really sting in my fucking mansion. Sorry.
Yeah,
should have plugged Jimmy's show before he just lost everybody from the Never Not Funny world. Jimmy Pardo is our guest, by the way. We love him. He is arguably one of the originators, the comedy originator, I would argue.
Well, where did he fall in with all the other stand-ups, though? Because he must have been the first.
Yeah. At least, yeah, that's what he said on that.
Yeah.
If you re-listen to the interview, it was like Keith and the girl, somebody else, and then he was, you know, arguably third. And then, like, Maron came a little bit after that.
I'm looking forward to him telling us that in about 5 minutes.
<That'd be> awesome. I wonder if he likes Rob Ventura.
You're breaking the veil. You're breaking the veil.
I know. Bury the lead.
People are just fucked up right now. They're like, what is going on?
We should play this at the end.
How does he know?
Do you play it in reverse?
It might be funny.
We'd have to lead with Jimmy for it to be funny.
I rewarded
anyway,
for that.
So, it's episode 93. We have Jimmy Pardo. He's going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What are the dates on that? It's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But just in case somebody's like listening in 2017.
13, 14.
As Pete Holmes always say, these just go into the ether and they exist forever.
Yeah. We got it right here. Yeah, he was doing Bastille Day. It was the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Okay. Bastille Day. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who didn't know that?
Right.
Well, 14th, right?
So we're back. It's been, it's been like 4 months probably.
It has been.
The 14th, I thought it may have been the 17th.
14th. So the last time we had an episode was Delco Proper, guys. So you guys weren't even part of that episode.
No, we weren't.
It was like a month before that we had an episode. So it's good to be back. We've talked for like 12 hours since we've got here together.
Yeah.
I think we recorded 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, this has been a righteous break. That's how many months are we looking at now? Like 4?
Probably
right?
Like 5.
My son graduated and I got a baby coming out. That's how long it's been.
Oh, man.
My son graduated. Exactly. I got a baby coming out. That's exactly how long it's
life
been.
Life events. Is that what happened?
Yeah. That's what it always turns into.
Yeah.
Preston's following Flacco's dreams, by the way. I don't know if you knew that already.
No.
he's a blue head.
That's great.
He's going to Flacco.
Flacco,
you.
Flacco, hey.
Hey, yo,
Flacco. Hey, Joey Flacco.
Okay, we're back to that now. All right.
Now, I will say this, though.
Like a Haddonfield accent he's got now.
Yeah. Great. I will say this.
Inside baseball reference.
Yeah, who knows about that? I'm just happy that that whole shit is done before any of this stuff that he's graduated, because he was a little prick leading up to graduation.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like Joe Flacco and a scandal.
I don't think he graduated, did he?
Probably not. He doesn't look like the type.
Lost
a chromosome or two on the way out.
Jay's on it.
Did he graduate from UD? Even though he went to college for 5 years. Jay's
weaving back and forth. He probably shouldn't have had that second.
All right. So instead of waiting, all you Never Not Funny fans that are waiting to, are you pressing 15 on your iPhone? Which is for Jay and Sheldon. Put you 15 seconds forward in the podcast.
Oh, I gather. Context clues.
Yeah, right. I don't know what Google does for that. If you have to fucking like download some dumb app that downloads 17 other apps that you can never delete. Anyway.
Leave my computer alone.
Jimmy Pardo is up next. Our favorite comedian from the South Side of Chicago. He's here the 14th, 15th, and 16th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Helium Comedy Club,
Philadelphia.
It's Bastille Day, whatever.
Bastille. The 14th.
14th, yeah.
Cool. All right.
Do you know when Juneteenth is?
Instead of doing Bastille
Day. Is that 18th?
Yes.
I know when Juneteenth is.
What
yeah, please.
Boxing Day.
Yeah. Boxing Day's December 26th.
It is.
What about Canadian July 4th?
Canadian July 4th is July 2nd or 1st.
Yeah. Right, no, it's whatever Friday it was.
This has been Guess the Day with Jay.
Yeah, no, it is first. It's first.
It's the first. Okay.
Guess the Day with
Jay. We definitely lost all. They're like, fingers are fucking breaking, hitting that 15-second forward. Never Not Funny fans right now. So our interview with Jimmy Pardo is coming up next. We'll come back and talk about everything we've missed. So there's a lot to go on. Brady apparently cheated again or something.
When doesn't he?
Yeah. unless he's losing, then it's because he's horrible. Anyway, Jimmy Pardo's on the other side, and then we're on the other side of that. So, And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We are on episode 93, and we have a super special guest, one of my favorite comedians on earth, and I think he's got the best podcast on earth at the same time. Great comedian, been doing it for a while, and he's here at Helium Thursday night, one show, two shows Friday, and two shows Saturday here in Philadelphia, the one and only Jimmy Pardo. How are you, man?
Good. Do me a favor, though. Go down at the end of my name, Pardo. It goes down.
Pardo. Got it.
Yeah, you just did it wrong again. Yeah, Pardo. Again.
Pardo.
There we go. Yeah, you went Pardo, which makes me French, and I'm not French at all.
So Jimmy, first off, I want to say you legitimately have the only podcast that I listen to like on every Thursday. I'm excited for to listen in. And yes, I just admitted I'm not a Players Club member, but.
Yeah, you just admitted that, didn't you? Let's get those finances in order and get your ass in gear here.
So I want to talk about when you guys started. What kind of brought you into it? Because you were one of the first. I mean, like the first one I knew of for sure.
You know, well, you're nice to say. You know, people have been throwing around the word pioneer, which is spider web in my hair. I'll be all right, guys. I just took the garbage out before I called you guys, and I must have walked through a spider web. Now I'm in the middle of an Ellen DeGeneres and Brian Regan bit. All right, so you know, people throw around the term pioneer, which I appreciate because I know I wasn't the first. You know, Keith and the girl were doing one, and some guys named Don and Drew were doing one, but I think I was the first person that. You know, anybody that kind of had a following, right? You know, comedian, you know, as a stand-up. I'm not taking it away from anybody else, but I think that's why everybody always thinks I'm the first. It was 10 years ago, 2006. I wasn't doing anything. I was between TV jobs. Nobody would hire me. And Matt Belknap came to me and said, let's turn one of your live UCB shows into a podcast. And I said, okay. And here we are.
That's great. Now, how many, do you know about how many episodes you're on now?
Six hundred? Does that sound right?
Wow, that's amazing.
I can get you that number. You want that number?
Yeah.
All right. You know,
desperately.
All right, you buy some time, and I will go to what I call my computer. I don't know what you guys use there in the Philadelphia area. I use what they call a computer, understand?
I think they just throw batteries at people. I think that's all we're known for here.
What are you known for?
I think we're just known for throwing batteries at people for no reason at all.
Well, listen, you guys have a lot of anger. I've seen some clips. And hang on, now I'm going to what again? I'm going now. I'm using the World Wide Web. What that does, guys, is I can access things all over the world with this.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
is it virtual or is it real?
No. This is real. This is in real time. Wow. I may not know the difference between virtual and real, so I spun that my way.
It's all the same.
I'm at tonight's episode. Which are we safe to say when we're recording this?
We are, we're releasing it on Tuesday.
All right, so then we just released our 630th episode.
Wow, that's amazing. Can we get a...
Yeah, that's a lot of me talking about 80s music. That's it's a lot of Manny Patinkin references over the last 10 years.
More Chicago talk than anybody's ever heard.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of Chicago. You know, I got my go-to five things, and then I pray to God the guest has some ideas.
That's great. So tell us about, I'm always curious about what it's like to be the, you opened for Conan for a good period of time. What's that like, you know, kind of on an everyday basis? I'm always curious kind of.
You know, I was lucky and you know, and I appreciate you saying open up because, you know, in show business, you know, it's known as the warm-up comic. And luckily they never treated me like a warm-up. They treated me like, you know, I was an important part of the show. That's not to say warm-up guys aren't. But warm-up guys, the professional warm-up guys, and that's a skill, and they're great at it, but they go out, and they have to get people up dancing, and they have to throw out candy and T-shirts, and they have to keep people focused, and when they offered me the job, I was like, well, I don't have any interest in doing that. Like, yeah, neither do we. We just want you to go out and be funny for 15 minutes. And so, you know, I started day one of the Tonight Show, and I would, and that was only 8 minutes. When I was doing it at the Tonight Show, and then that might have expanded to maybe 12. And then when we started at TBS, we all got fired. You guys probably heard about it in the papers. And then, and then when we started at TBS, I think I was doing 12. That then went to, let's see, 408 to 422. What is that? Can anybody do that math?
14.
Yeah. What is it?
14.
I was doing between 14 and 16. And that happened once. In fact, it was one of the only notes I ever received. Was I got to work early, and somebody texted me and said, hey, we need to talk to you. And I showed up, and the stage manager, Steve Hollander, said, hey, here's the deal. Why don't we have you go out a little bit earlier? I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, you're here, and, you know, you're funny, and you're getting the people going, and, you know, let's do that. So, you know, here I thought, you know, it was going to be a problem, and, you know, they were adding more time to my nonsense. And and then, you know, I would come off stage, and I'd do my nonsense, which you could see, of course, this weekend at Helium, the one on Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. And and then I would come off, and I would say hello to Andy for about a minute, and then I would talk to Conan anywhere between, you know, 15 seconds to 5 minutes, depending on what was going on that day. And, you know, I would tell him what I thought about the crowd, and that would usually last about 2 seconds. Then we'd bust each other's balls for the rest of the time. and then he would go out, and I was either right, hey, they're a good crowd, or I would say, hey, they're a good crowd, and then they were just an okay crowd, or, you know, whatever. I never really told them it was bad unless it was really bad. because, you know, as a comic, you guys know this, it's, you know, when a comic comes off stage and you say, how are they? You want to know. You want to know if they're good, great. I'm gonna grab the baton and keep going. But if they suck, I want to know, okay, they suck, and I'm going to have to work hard to get them on my side, or I'll never get them on my side, and that's not my fault. They suck from the get-go. but in the case with Conan, if they were not great for me, I would tell them they're good. And then, because if I said they're not great, then they might go out there and think, oh, they're not great, and think they're going to be a bad crowd. But maybe they just didn't like me, and they're going to love him. Maybe they were waiting me out. But if they were really, really bad, I would say, listen, these people are morons. And and then he would look over at me. And one night was, I came back, and I never had to do commercial breaks or anything, but one night I came back after after Act Two, which was, you know, the desk comedy piece. And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me, and he just mouthed, wow, to me. Like, it was just like, only three people know how bad that audience was, and it was the three of us, because we're the ones that have to talk to him.
That's hilarious.
But that was the exception. And I bring that one up because, and by the way, apparently I've done a lot of cocaine. I don't know why I won't stop talking. I remember that one because that was the exception. We were very lucky with Conan in that, you know, people are excited to be there. And so we, for the most part, I would say 8 out of 10 were phenomenal audiences. You'd have one that was very good, and then every now and then you'd have a clunker. But, you know, we're very lucky there.
No, that's awesome. It's got to be a once-in-a-lifetime type experience. I want to switch things.
It was neat.
Yeah. I mean, it's no Helium, but let's, you know.
Well, you know, listen, I have a fondness in my heart for Helium. My wife was with me the, 2006 into 2007. I was there New Year's Eve working the Helium, and that's when we discovered that my wife was, she was like, man, I feel really sick. I feel really nauseous. And then we went and bought a pregnancy test and found out she was pregnant.
Wow. That's awesome.
So then, of course, we did some DNA testing. We realized it was mine, and then we felt very good. Come on. That's comedy right there. That's the type of magic I'll be bringing.
It was set up and everything. I like it.
Sure. What do you think of that? I didn't even know that was coming. Very happy with it.
I like it. So I want to switch things before we run out of time. I want to talk about, I know you're big into...
By the way, if your segments are usually 10 to 15 minutes, great. If you want to go longer, that's great too. I have more time today than I thought I did when we texted.
Okay, cool. So don't
rush on my behalf, is what I'm saying.
All right, sounds good. Well, I wanted to talk about fantasy baseball because I know you're in a few leagues. How are you doing this year?
I'm in four leagues, which is, I'm going to call it three too many. I've been doing it for 25 years. I've been in fantasy baseball. That's wow. We had to do everything by hand when I first started, and or again, Bill Gorgo did. I didn't do any of it. I just picked bad teams. This year I'm actually there's a Never Not Funny League. It's embarrassingly horrible how bad I am in that league. Wow. And then in the other ones, I have a chance. I literally have a chance to win all three of those. I don't think I will, but I think I have a legit chance to win all three of the other ones.
Wow, that's impressive.
I will tell you this. I have Ryan Howard on one of my teams. What do you think of that?
Wow. Oh, wait, I didn't know he was still in baseball.
I was going to say.
He's doing fine.
I know. I hate the fact that the Philly fans are all over him. He was a huge, huge part of that like 3 or 4 year run where they were great. So.
What fascinates me about baseball is that people seem to forget, like in Ryan Howard's case, that he was your hero for 5 to 7 years.
He was like
an MVP.
And now
it's all this. Now you hate him?
Yeah, it was like McNabb. He's like an MVP candidate like 7 straight years, but the second he was left, he was like the worst thing that ever happened.
Right, I know. First of all, I don't know who McNabb is, so I laughed along with some joke I don't understand.
We'll go back.
Wait a minute, is that a football player?
Yeah, it was a quarterback for
I don't follow the game. I know nothing about football. I'm lucky I pulled the first name.
It was like when Von Hayes left town.
I don't know who that is.
No, it was baseball.
Wait, who? Von Hayes? Not Charlie Hayes? Von Hayes?
Oh, sure, Charlie Hayes. We could have gone that way with it, yeah.
Jay is our resident random baseball referencer. So.
Now I got to Google Von Hayes. I'm going to use that internet that I spoke of earlier. And that helps me out.
Oh, I like it. So what do you think of your White Sox this year, then?
I think that they're 2 games, as of this reporting, we're 2 games over 500. At one point, we were 13 games over 500. We were 6 games up in first place. And because we have what I'm going to describe as the worst manager in baseball, we were, I literally can blame, like, minimum nine losses are because of mistakes he's made. And I know that because I'm a comedian. So, I certainly understand what the game is like from the dugout of a baseball field while I'm up on stage talking about my penis. So, there's a chance I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's hilarious. So, I know you have some stuff in the works with Conan's production company. Is that all still going on? Is there anything you can talk about or no?
Yeah, there's nothing really to talk about. You know, we do some live versions around LA of various game shows and formats. That we're trying to pitch around town and sell, and the best way to do this is put it up on its feet and let people see me be funny as a host and with a panel. And the last one we did was a show called Crack That Quip, which had on the panel Scott Aukerman, Paula Tompkins, and Lauren Ash. Oh, wow. And just three hysterical people, and then you throw my nonsense into the mix, and it was a great show. And hopefully one of the networks that came will have an interest in it and move forward. If not, we'll figure something else out.
That's awesome. I 100% feel like that's your calling. You should be take Alec Baldwin's spot when he jumps off match game.
Brother, listen, every Sunday night now, I have to brace myself for the amount of tweets that, and they're all positive. Everybody tweets me positively, and they all yell at ABC, this show would be better with Jimmy Pardo hosting, but they connect me to it, and so I have to every Sunday night, I have to relive the fact that they chose Alec Baldwin over me. And by the way, they should, because he's famous. And, people care about Alec Baldwin. But obviously I'd be great at that job. And that's the most cocky you'll ever hear me say.
It's 100% true, though. Awesome. Well, let me remind everybody about the shows, too, real quick. So Thursday night, one show. Friday night and Saturday, 2 shows. Go to heliumcomedy.com, the Philadelphia one. Awesome. I know you know, but for people that are listening that haven't been there before, how are you listening to us if you haven't been there? Because we always have their guests on. But if you haven't, it's an amazing freaking club. We love everything about it. And I have no doubt Jimmy's going to bring the house down. Jimmy, we're so, so unbelievably thankful that you're able to move things around to call in here.
Oh, it's my honor. I appreciate you guys asking me to be on the show. And I'll just echo what you said. There's about 5 clubs in the country that do it right, and helium is one of them. And this particular time, I got a young kid named Ken Schultz is opening up for me. He's from New York via Chicago, and he's a great comic. And you know, again, I'll run my mouth, and we'll see what happens. But I've always had a great experience there, and I look forward to getting back.
Awesome! Thanks so much, Jimmy, and hopefully one or all three of us will see you there this weekend.
Three of you? I've heard two voices.
Oh yeah, we have a black guy here because you know we have to like
it's a rough week.
Yeah, yeah, he's had a rough week. So he's not.
I'm sorry, you have a what there? A black guy? Yeah.
It's been a rough week.
All right, yeah. The wonder he's quiet. Yeah, well, he's going through a tough time. Like
it
you said.
It's been a rough week.
I get it.
It was baseball talk, so he checked out.
All right, I don't know what's happening. I'm going to hang up on that.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
He's only strong. It's just strong.
Yeah. Can I call his cut a tard cut, or is that now offensive?
What?
Cut? He's still got a tard cut. Basically, he cut it with a fucking spoon. Oh. The gods have heard me. They say you don't use that kind of language against our hero. Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, he's got to keep the screen on. Sure. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Production.
Oh, we're recording, yes.
Fuck it, it's good stuff. Yeah. It's all gold.
Oh, we're just Jimmy. I wonder if Jimmy likes Lansing. That's an odd, win for him. Because he loves, like, Kiss. But he doesn't like Kiss, like, music in general.
Yeah. Just like, well, but this is, like, in the same vein,
exactly.
Right?
That's why I'm wondering if he would actually dig them.
How dare you speak such blasphemy. Yeah.
Oh god, this is way funnier for us than it is for
I don't know, but we gotta let it go to the hook at least.
That drummer is killing that hi-hat every two and four. He is not missed. Good god,
he's locked in.
Yeah, he stole Kanye's drum machine button.
Oh, here he goes. There he goes. He's ramping it up now.
He's gone right to the crash cymbal. That was on the ride. Good for him. I'm just doing commentary with the drummers.
Drum the ride. It's in the carver of drumming.
Modern drummer. Oh, Mike Portnoy. He's on the front again. Holy fuck. You guys really mixed it up on that one.
How many different people are there on Zildjian?
Seriously.
Banners.
He's on every side. Oh, Stuart Copeland? No way. Never seen him on the front of that fucking magazine before. I get you run out after a while. The In Living Color guy is still, like, living off of that. He was great, Ben whatever his name is. But he was still, like, he makes money because he's still in those magazines.
Yeah, they were great. That song's tight, too. Yeah, personality.
He's a really, like, legitimately awesome drummer. Vince something. Yeah. Okay, cool. Good time. So
how did that one come up? We were talking about just like 80s music and finding old videos.
So you go down
this was 93, sure, but
I said Europe, and then we went down the hole.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we want to talk about?
Cherokee.
Oh, we want to talk about Chicago. The kid at work, he's 20. He's reading this book about Chicago. He didn't get up to the Peter Cetera part. So I was trying to talk to him about, oh, Chicago. Like, I only know them from the 80s. Like, Peter Cetera. I don't know who that person is. We were talking about that before. And it's like, he's got, like, a really big shock coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. It was like the Danzig conversation where I was like, right. I was such a Misfits fan. I'm like, wait, what? That's the same dude? Come on, stop. Don't get his ass kicked in judo every week, but somehow people think he's like some crazy black belt.
Oh man!
So what did we miss?
A fight between him and Henry Rollins. Who would win that? Do you think?
Henry had to destroy him.
Oh, totally.
I think it's all a show with Danzig.
Henry Rollins is like legitimately
he's like the three
crazy.
Amigos. No, it's like, wait, what? He's real bones.
You don't think he tried to eat him?
No.
You know, go with that black metal, dark metal.
No. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I just don't believe it because it's him.
Okay.
Like he's like. He's a bit of like a snake oil salesman.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I know judo, and I'm really dark and evil or something like that. It's like, yeah. So
take that to your mother.
He was on Portlandia this past season.
Danzig? Was he really?
He was.
Danzig?
Yeah.
God, I need to catch up.
That
on show's
it's hit and miss. I'll tell you that much.
It is definitely hit and miss. Yeah, that's why there's been times where I've actually not done it. Or not watched it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just got distracted by an email. I didn't notice.
Right. that's awesome.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't have done it.
Easily distracted. Sorry. Jimmy Pardo, people are emailing back and forth, and I'm getting CC'd and I'm making sure we didn't do anything wrong. So, did you hear the Peter Cetera comment already? We haven't even released the episode. No one speaks ill.
Is he pro Peter Cetera or
very
or?
Pro? Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Cool.
But
yeah.
He's pro Chicago. Like, I think there's like towards the end. I think it was the only time he wasn't like not the big. He's part of their documentary. There's like a Chicago documentary, and he's actually interviewed in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to watch it. That's amazing. Yeah.
I know. I don't think it's technically like fully out yet. I think it's still like making the rounds in the
internet.
Whatever those things are, the cans the and all cloud, that shit, trying to get funding.
I have to go to Con to watch this.
No, not Con. What's the other one? The friggin' Red.
I should plan a whole vacation around just seeing this Chicago documentary.
Yep, that's it. Chicago, it's your Chicago weekend. That's not in Chicago.
Exactly. No other reason to go to the south of France.
my Chicago weekend in France.
Chicago documentary. Oh, we're not staying. No, we got a flight right back.
I had a couple of vacations that were playing around concerts that got canceled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Morrissey totally screwed me over in San Francisco. It was terrible, yeah. I know, he's just so spot on.
In San Francisco, too. I mean, he must have been just totally sober and on time for everything. like putting Axl Rose in, like, Iraq. Somehow the two, I don't know. I don't know if that reference makes sense, but...
Not at all. That was a little conversation.
But he's a little kooky, so, you know, if he went to Iraq, he'd get twice as kooky.
News is kind of heavy lately, huh? So I don't know.
Very sad to
Black Lives Matter thing. Wait,
we missed nothing but mass slaughters.
We did. Actually, we came back in the worst week. Yeah, the worst week.
Yeah.
Why is the NRA sticking up for Philando? Or did they already figure
because
out that he's a
fraud? Because he wasn't NRA. He wasn't an NRA member. You know, you can have a license carry concealed without being an NRA member. Right, right. So because he's not a member, they're not allowed to. They're legitimately not allowed to comment on anyone who's not a member.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Specifically if they're black, but yeah.
Well, that's
interesting.
Too. Black with a gun, yeah, you
that's
don't want
second
that.
That's a second checkbox you need to get past.
Are they like the Freemasons? They can't talk about like...
I guess so, dude, certain... but apparently like they cannot talk about people.
But what about
numbers.
The... Do they know the police department is NRA members? Because they spoke...
Yeah, but they're not going to talk about... the Dallas and the guy in Minnesota are two different things, so...
Well, I'm saying, but they spoke publicly about like... about the Dallas shootings, about
yeah, but
like
they
the police officers.
I'm sure they're all, they're, I'm sure a ton of them.
Yeah, no, I was just
members.
Making sure that was the case.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm doing my homework tomorrow. I'm Googling.
Is it related to the North Stars moving to Dallas? Is that like part
that's
of that's the connection?
Exactly,
is it really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they became the Stars, too. Let's not disrespect them and call them North Stars anymore.
Well, sure. But
Mike Modano died for this country. He was an American hockey player.
I don't know if he did,
that Canadian freaking down in Minnesota. I hate it when they moved there. Brad Hall
no
was in a freaking crease when he scored that goal. He should have never won the cup. Oh, my God. I'm a Sabres fan, by the way. Kind of. I mean, just by, like, that was the only team that I accepted by proxy.
Well, that's your Dominik Hasek. How are you going to turn that down?
Best goalie ever.
Right.
Whatever anybody says, stop with that Patrick Waugh stuff. Give me a break.
I mean, I
use pads and
freaking, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like it would be the equivalent of like Jordan playing for and like actually not coming back after baseball. He'd still be the best basketball player ever.
Yeah,
but you'd be like, yeah, shortened career, can't quite. Pull, you know,
Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders style.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jim Brown.
Barry Sanders.
Jim, yeah, Jim probably did it the best.
He Barry Sanders.
Like, fuck this. You honkies can only make some
You ain't
going
to make me.
I'm not paraphrasing. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. No,
I feel like his last words about it were just, all right then. Like, that's
yeah,
like,
just walk away. All
right. I don't need this.
Turn the light off. Like,
I'm going to go do movies. Nah, not really, but I'm going to, you know. I love that he would, every time he'd get tackled, he would do the same thing. He would, like, lay down. For
slow. Yeah, the slow. The slow get up. The slow get up.
What happened? Because he's like, they could never guess if they really hurt me or not.
The slow get up.
Except the one time.
So where are you at with Trump, since that's an actual thing now? It wasn't an actual thing last time we got together.
Dude, that's not a bad fucking number. Right
now. It's not, but yeah, but that...
He's not going to win. I'm just saying that's going to sting on
No,
Trump.
The threshold they set of 15% for a third-party candidate is impossible.
Oh yeah,
to
yeah,
participate
yeah.
in the debates.
Right, right.
Like 10%, exactly. You can see somebody getting yeah. that and having that be real. But no, I mean it's too much control.
If anybody listening goes to that like whoshouldivotefor.com or whatever that website is, where you fill in all the stuff and it spits right. out a candidate. Like Gary Johnson always comes out with Bernie Sanders.
Is it run by libertarians?
No. Gary Johnson.
I used to administer that quiz. You know, the world's shortest political quiz. It's about how it's like there's not left and right. There's also another axis here, so it's up and down, right? So it's. You know, they kind of like rig it so it ends up that you're libertarian based on yeah. the questions,
well,
but
it's
an interesting point of view on it, right? Yeah. Everybody gets stuck in this left-right dichotomy. Yeah.
Well, his thing was, like, when he fills it out, he gets Bernie Sanders every time.
Okay.
It's because socially he doesn't give a shit. Like, he's just like, right. you're married, you want to do drugs, you want to, like, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that all falls into, like, the, you know, quote-unquote social side of things, which makes no sense.
Cause right.
Bernie's not, like, for just, you know... legalizing drugs and just letting them be free. He's like,
oh yeah,
there's so much more to it. Like than just like where Gary Johnson would be more like, yeah, God, you might kill yourself. You know,
I know. And Bernie was just barely for that anyway.
Yeah, right, right.
It wasn't one of his things. Yeah.
Like the gay marriage thing, I'll give him credit for. He's been up for that for like 30 years. It's probably because he's yeah. on the side.
Oh, okay, sure.
No,
could,
really.
Could be that.
I can't believe this momentum ran out. Like he's coming here, and there's like a big fundraiser to get all the delegates to show up.
I've had to unsubscribe from like so sad. Many mailing
yeah.
lists.
Yeah. Depressing.
That's the worst part about it. It's just like I don't
got
care anymore.
Good joke writers on her Twitter staff now, so it's like tough to like. Does she's actually doing well on it.
Her
famous
no.
one was like Trump was saying something obnoxious about her, and she just said delete your account.
Oh yeah, but that's like, that's all right.
For her,
for a 70-year-old white lady,
yeah. Think about right? like, she's trying to beat out Jethro from Alabama that lives in a trailer. She's trying to get him to swing yeah. to her side. That's all
I kind of like her. That's kind of yeah. funny.
She knows.
I understand her liberal humor. I understand her liberal humor now.
Man, yeah. Trump's got a real shot.
Nope.
He's dropping
a legitimate
yeah.
shot. No.
I don't think he does because I think you're still he can't get Hispanic vote and he's not going to get women.
It
vote.
Doesn't matter. There are so many white people.
They're
and like no they're way. This is their Probably last shot before they all kill themselves completely.
I will accept that we are the majority.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. I
he's
mean,
got a real chance though
he's
because
got a chance,
people
chance.
Are going to people are going to stay home or they're going to vote third party.
Yeah.
And then you know he'll
if
pick up enough
home,
states.
He will. He could honestly.
Yeah, my thing is like I know three or four like I'll just call them family members because they're like fairly close people to
uh-huh.
me, older that are like you know voted Republican their whole life.
Yeah.
They're, you know, pro. Generally speaking, pro. They're reasonable about guns. That's why I respect their opinion. They're
okay.
always like. It's literally dumb how easy it is in Pennsylvania. Like I could,
everywhere,
I could get an AR-15 in 7 minutes.
Yeah, you get a job. You can get a job. It takes longer for a job background check
yeah.
than it does for a fucking
right,
gun.
Exactly. Huh. But anyway, point being is they all knew Gary Johnson, like kind of a Gary Johnson guy, so to speak. For and they all asked me about him, and like are really really interested in him. And that's the only thing that scares me about Trump is like I can't see someone. One guy is like I'm really close with that I. Do legitimately think he's not going to vote for Trump because he just can't. And I think there's yeah. going to be more of those people than you think, like the 60-ish year old people, baby boomers that have like always voted like Reagan could do no wrong, those people. I think that's the only concern is that if they're either going to say I have to vote against Hillary or they're going to.
That's the thing. I've found just the opposite. Like a lot of those people are like swinging that way. And especially when you talk about places like Florida where everybody everybody over 70 is voting for Trump.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and there are enough of those people who like actually get out and vote, and it's going to be people like me who are just for Bernie Sanders, and I don't want anybody else. So I'm going to go something else. I'm
gonna, Jill Stein or whatever. Her name
well, that's
is,
what it
you
is.
Know?
So you
she'll run with Bernie, and she'll definitely get Trump as president because of it.
I don't know. I feel like if Trump gets in, though, that's like the catalyst for real change.
Yeah,
like that'll be just the end
oh,
of it.
Mean,
like everything will get like so like
you mean like politically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to because if he gets in, he really exposed a dark area in fucking politics. For
yeah.
them. And it shows that they don't control it as well as they think they do.
Mm-hmm. Nope, they don't know the people as well as they think they do
yeah,
because they think they could rile you up a little bit.
Yeah,
you
right.
can't get riled
yeah.
up just a little bit.
No,
now it's like foaming
like,
at the mouth.
Yeah.
Fucking Ted Cruz, can we just talk about that? The bats you're
yeah.
going to put up against him? It was like when the Republicans threw in the towel with McCain and they were like, oh, Obama's definitely winning, so we're going to put this fucking
it's his turn.
Yeah.
Kooky guy. Who can't reach over his shoulders.
Yeah, look at this. Look, watch me.
No disrespect for him.
No, he's a hero.
He's a hero. Except in Trump's eyes.
I don't know. Ted Cruz was the least charismatic person who's ever lived.
Yeah, exactly.
Just no one's been less charming.
Right.
He's just.
They gotta stay away from that stereotype Tyler Perry's of like horrible Republican. Like that is the stereotype of like creepy Midwest guy. It is like way too religious.
But Tyler Perry's on the same level for me.
It's the Cuban Tyler Perry. Right.
same level.
I did love those, like Bernie Sanders would be the first Jewish president. Hillary would be the first female president. Cruz would be the first Canadian president, and Trump would be the last president. It's more about the Ted Cruz Canadian thing where they'd sneak it in the middle and not even try to make it that part of the joke. Anyway, hopefully all the Never Not Funny fans have left us at this point because we've rambled on as nothing. I mean, hopefully they didn't, but you know, at least hit 4 and 15 to see if we're worthy of listening. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we're going to catch up on a couple last things, and then we're going to call it a day. Again, Jimmy Pardo will be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, July 14th, 15th, 16th. Bastille Day, 14th. He has one show at 8 o'clock. Post Bastille Day. Bastille Day, what do they call it? The day after Bastille Day.
It's Bastille Boxing Day. You just keep.
What am I trying to say? The 15th, he will be there at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. And then the 16th, he'll be there at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. He's super, super funny and very, he just like basically does crowd work for a large chunk of the time at probably a better pace than anybody ever. Maybe next to Todd Barry. Sorry. I don't want to like do a crowd work tour. So now, Jimmy Pardo is really, truly one of the funniest in the business. He had a really great Renaissance Fair joke. I remember from like 20 years ago, almost at this point, that I still remember kind of. So, anyway. Check him out. Check out his podcast, Never Not Funny.
He didn't tell us a joke.
One of the best.
Shit.
And we'll come back and we'll see you on the other side. Or no, I think it was like 9 years. They said it's like he'll end up coming back. He'll like appeal it, and he'll eventually just do time. Or I mean, whatever you call it,
probation,
like house arrest, probation type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, France creamed them in the quarterfinals. Iceland.
So the game before that, they scored like with 0 seconds left, and it wasn't like it was like end of overtime, I think, too. So otherwise, it would have gotten penalty kicks, which is like. Most communist thing ever.
It really is. Yeah. It's
did you know?
I was like, look, you guys tied. We're going to have to advance somebody just because, but we're not going to call it a win.
I was watching
It's just an advancement.
I was watching that Sports Science
so communist.
On ESPN.
Socialist, whatever. Sorry.
You know that they were saying that because the distance from where they're kicking the ball, there's no realistic way that the goalie could actually know where the ball's going. Like, it's all just 50-50 because. He does like the shortest the distance is so short and the speed is so great. There's no fucking way.
Is that the dumbest look in sports?
Yeah.
By the way, the goalie just like just diving like out, full force out, the wrong way.
Like lightly kicks it to the other side. Yeah, like I love this motherfucker goes shooting the other way. And then the other dude's like boink.
It is what's weird about it though, because it's almost like one of those rich man poor man things. Because when they make the save, it's like they are so fucking boss. They're like the baddest thing ever. Like Shaq pulling down the rim in New Jersey and pulling all the way to the ground pales in comparison to that. Like one of those saves.
But
especially when they punch it, they're like,
But the Tiger Woods. But then they miss it, and they literally look like the dumbest person in the world because he goes right in the fucking other corner.
And then they kick it down the middle. He's like, guess
dude,
that one.
And the dude dives the other side. Yeah. He's like, why'd you dive out of the way of the fucking ball, dude? Like, he's kicking it right to you.
Soccer's fun.
Man, it's penalty the worst kick. Fucking sport ever.
Uruguay was the other one. Uruguay and Iceland were the ones that were making like a crazy run.
Wales, too. I just looked them up. They were in the...
Poland made it far.
What happened?
Serena Williams won
I think
her.
Poland made it against Barcelona.
Was there some
Barcelona
kind of Zika thing where were people just not playing?
They just quit.
It's all over France now.
We don't want that shit. Did you see?
Nobody's going.
Serena Williams won her 22nd championship.
Yeah, she
fucking ridiculous.
She posted a like an Instagram photo of her laying down on the Wimbledon court. It just says 22 Grand Slam championships. Like the most arrogant comment. Like good for you, but it's such like a, it was like 30 seconds. I mean, clearly it was done by a PR person.
Yeah,
it was like 30 seconds after she won. But it's like from her account. Actually, they just need Hillary Clinton's writers, right?
And then Andy Murray, Andy Murray won today too. So he's the second time a British man has won it in like 40 fucking years.
And it was both times for him.
It was him, which is sad.
Yeah,
because when you're the guy do it twice,
he's the favorite. He for was him, like the it's favorite also, from start to finish.
Well, Federer got his ass whooped by the six
Canadian guy.
Yeah.
Well, who's the second best British tennis player?
That's back in the 40s.
That's what I'm saying. There's not another one, right?
Yeah, but which is odd because
like the Masters never have an American winner. Right. It's a bunch of fucking dumb Swedes.
Yeah, but that's what's odd to me. Like, you know, you have this big ass Wimbledon thing every year.
Dumb Swedes. Nobody's ever called them dumb.
But you have no one playing tennis in your country. Like no real tennis players. It's weird.
Yeah, and they're like,
well, Jamaican bobsled team. That whole concept. Yeah,
except for
it might be a little bit further extreme.
A little different. A little different. Not a dream.
Yeah. I mean, John Candy's not coaching them.
Yeah, some white dude doesn't come show up. And
well, people move around so they could like move to countries where they can get on the Olympic team.
Yeah,
that happens a lot. There was some gymnast who was like 42 in the last Olympics, and she was just moving around.
Yeah, and there's another one that his country folded or something like that, so he had to go. Oh. Through another country, I forget. You know, it's like
Blackistan,
or Angolan teen or some shit. Like, it became a country like 3 years ago and folded it, 3 years later.
If the name of your country begins with Democratic Republic, you probably got 3-4 years.
Exactly. Yeah. It's probably not a Democratic Republic, by the way, either.
who's the dictator of your Democratic Republic?
Right, exactly. Oh, he just came through and cut everybody's arm off, made everybody get diamonds with the other hand. Oh, yeah, seems good. Seems like a safe situation. All right. So that wraps up episode 93, I think, right?
Sure.
I'm trying to think of the hockey player that was 93. It's going to drive me nuts.
Jerome McGinn. No, he wasn't.
From like NHL 93, too. Like
Adam Graves, I think, on the Rangers.
Where you hit the guy on the Genesis, you hit him and he still twitches on the ice.
Yeah, right. That is the best. Anyway, we will wrap things up. And Jay's still looking that up. So.
Cool blood.
Well, I thought he was 93.
Yeah. He was like 9, I think.
Was he?
Gravy Train.
Oh, I think he was 93.
Yeah.
Was
so, anyway, we will see you next week. Possibly 2 weeks out.
Ish.
We're judging the Phillies finals. 19th, Phillies 20th.
Oh, we are, yeah.
24th.
Hope Shane wins this year. I'm calling it. Predicting it. He was in the Laughing Skull contest this year, by the way.
Oh, really?
You can't really do that.
You got to get invited to it, too.
And then, you can't really do that and then say we're judging.
Yeah, he's only getting paid $1,000, you know, no big deal. It's jump change. Right. thank you guys for listening. Thanks for all the Never Not Funny fans that stuck through with this nonsense. We appreciate it. And welcome. Check Jimmy out.
They still don't know our names either.
I am Patrick. Black guy is Shelton. Jay is the white guy.
That's what
I'm a quarter Italian, or half Italian, so you know, I got a mix. Jeter got married, by the way.
He did. Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you at this point?
Peter Nedved.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking about Peter Nedved?
Who knows? Is he 93?
He was 93.
Who's what was his name? The Russian Rocket. Who's he?
Sergey Fedorov.
Yes.
91.
He was 91. Yeah, he's 91.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry, fellas.
Yeah, 93 was like, it's going to drive me nuts. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
Everybody. Interstellar shortwave, pick it up all over the place. Interstellar shortwave, take you to another space. Easy, fingers, turn.
song. Interstellar shortwave. Pick it up all over the place. Interstellar shortwave. Take you to another state. Yeah.